Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
.434, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. I want to let you know that Fox News is proposing a debate between former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris in Pennsylvania on either October the 24th or October the 27th. Well, let us hope that it all comes together. I'd love to see it. I really would. I've got a sneaking suspicion that the vice president is going to find herself unavailable on those days. But, I don't know. We'll see. A lot of good stuff going on. Tomorrow, I should tell you, General Keith Kellogg is going to join us. General Kellogg was one of the guys that I was chatting with out at Liberty University, part of the CEO summit that Dave Brat put on, and Dave Brat and Barry Moore from the Better Business Bureau of Central Virginia were kind enough to make sure that I was part of. And General Kellogg, a retired general from the United States Army, national security advisor, the man knows his stuff, let me put it to you that way. And so he's going to join us tomorrow. We'll talk a little bit of it about the threats to America. I mean, they're very serious. Gordon Chang was here yesterday talking about the threats from China, and General Kellogg will be here tomorrow. So I think that's going to be a very interesting discussion. You know, we have chatted many times through the years about the concept that one pill can kill, right? My buddy Chris Gumenez heads up the DEA's Richmond District Office. And they do a great job. Those guys over there on Green Court, man, they're solid. They are just rock solid. I know Governor Youngkin has taken steps to help enhance awareness of the danger of fentanyl. It's an absolute scourge. It is an absolute scourge. And there is an organization. It's called Virginia Fentanyl and Substance Awareness. Carlene Wallanen is the woman who put it all together. And I'm happy to say that Carlene is joining us. Carlene, I appreciate you being here.
Thank you so very much. It's so great to be here.
Well, the pleasure is ours, but I want you to share the story. What happened with your daughter that actually motivated you to found the Virginia Fentanyl and Substance Awareness?
Absolutely. So for the past 10 years, we've gone through mental health and substance with my daughter. And this very past Christmas, I almost lost my daughter to fentanyl. So when it hits your front door, it definitely puts a different perspective where you realize this can happen to anyone at any moment, at any time.
You talk about your daughter's history with substance abuse and other issues. So what is it, if you don't mind sharing a little bit more about your daughter? What brought her to that?
Absolutely. So, you know, I think it's really important to know that, you know, this happens to very smart, intelligent kids that, you know, just straight-A student, travel soccer, literally had every college wanting to give her scholarships, UVA. She's going to be a lawyer. And, you know, something happened trauma-related, you know, when she was younger, and it just sparked, you know, marijuana was the gateway. You know, it started with marijuana. And, you know, a lot of us growing up, you know, we thought, oh, marijuana is okay, you know. And so, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, they're just kids, you know. But we really, as parents, have to pay attention to these things because we're not in, you know, the society that we used to be in. You know, smoking marijuana now is now laced with marijuana. We're in different times now. So we need to take this a little bit more seriously because, you know, one thing leads to another, and she started looking for other ways to fulfill a lot of trauma and voids that she was going through deep inside.
Yeah, you're finding that, and the DEA folks have told us about that many, many times, Carlene, that you were finding fentanyl in marijuana, in other pain medications. There's so much of it coming over from China, and it is by design to hurt the nation writ large. So I want to talk about Virginia fentanyl and substance awareness, but if I can, just as a dad, I'm curious to know what's going on with your daughter. Has she been able to work her way through this? Is she still dealing with it?
Yeah, and she was doing very well, you know, and I think it's a journey. You know, it's a lot that they have to work through, and I think it's so important for parents just to know that, you know, it's never too late. They are going to have ups and downs through this journey, and I think that it's important as parents that we also have to work on ourselves through this journey because, yeah. You know, it's a family disease. It's not just those that are going through substance. Or even kids that, you know, in today's society are just trying things, you know. Kids don't know that they struggle with substance use until they start trying things. And, right. You know, opioids are very hard to come off. So, you know, it's different nowadays. And so I think as parents, we just have to really pay attention more to what our kids are doing and also be more informed to what's happening.
So, not even a year ago, last Christmas, your daughter OD'd on fentanyl. Was she at your home? Did she know she was using fentanyl when that happened?
She did not. And, you know, I think that's what's really important is that parents need to really educate their kids. And I think it's really important, you know, they said that Dare failed the system, meaning, you know, we're in a different society. We can't tell our kids not to use. They will do the opposite. It's kind of like that oppositional defiance disorder. And so what we have to do is say, hey, we know you're a kid. We know there's a potential that you're going to try something, but we need to educate you about test strips. We need to educate you about Narcan. You know, we need to tell you, if you are going to try something, do not do it alone, because that one time, so many parents that have come into our organization, their kids died because they tried a pill, they didn't know it was fentanyl, and they died. And that's what happened to my daughter. She was trying to get a Percocet and had absolutely no clue it was fentanyl, and it happened at my parents' house, and she had passed away on their steps, and luckily she was able to be revived.
It's such a bizarre world we find ourselves living in at this point, Carlene. I have fentanyl in my house. I have fentanyl in my vehicles. I thank God I've never had to use it, and I pray to God I never do. But it would be... it would be essential if I...
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Ran into somebody, doesn't have to be a family member, somebody that may very well have ingested something, and it's the one opportunity. I mean, we now have Narcan available essentially free of charge to anybody that wants it, and I personally urge everybody to have it, whether you've got a kid or a friend or nobody you've ever met who's ever used a drug. It doesn't matter. You should have it so that you have the ability to help someone if they need it. Tell me about the growth, though, of the organization. Obviously, this is what spawns it, but who's part of it now, and what are you trying to accomplish in the Commonwealth?
Yeah, so it took off. You know, I knew as parents. And, you know, it's bringing all communities together, recovery community, parents who have lost kids to fentanyl, parents who are still struggling with kids going through substance, parents who maybe don't have anybody but just wanting to be a part of it. we have so much work to do. And one of the biggest things, you know, I love that First Lady Suzanne Youngkin talks about all the time, and, you know, I work with her very much, is that, mm-hmm. you know, we've got to work together. We can't do this alone. It's so important. So this has just taken off in such a magnitude because I knew as a parent I needed to come out. It's very hard. You know, you worry about judgment and stigma, but I have a duty to bring people together to feel safe that, hey, we are all going through things behind closed doors. We just don't talk about them.
Yep.
We need to come together. We need to really get out there in the community. So many people still don't know about test strips, Narcan, or think that this could possibly happen to them. I actually taught JMU Health and PE Department recently and learned that it was in the vape pens. They saw kids last year that were falling to the ground that had a vape pen that must have had fentanyl in it for marijuana. And, you know, I taught Chesterfield principals and the nurses. So I think it's just so important. There's so much work to do. And the more and more people that just keep coming in, you know, they want to be a part of this and want to help. So it's just been such a beautiful thing to see that we're all together. We no longer have to fight this fight separately, whether that's at the recovery community, parents, you name it. We're one whole working on this together.
You mentioned Suzanne Youngkin, the First Lady. You're absolutely correct. She has been so vocal and visible and powerful and passionate about educating folks on this issue. You talked about the stigma. Man, stigma is, I think the stigma part of this, the stigma part of a lot of stuff, frankly, can result in deaths, right? People go, oh, I don't want to tell anybody about it. We'll just deal with it.
Yep.
And you're taking something that could truly have been the very worst day in your life. I have a feeling it probably was. It could have been worse. And you're turning it into a positive. God bless you for that.
Thank you. And First Lady Suzanne Youngkin just put me on as a sisterhood, as a spotlight. And, you know, we have this golf tournament this weekend. We're so excited about the very first Virginia fentanyl golf tournament. And we've got Chris will be there, the DEA. We've got Commonwealth attorneys. Firefighters are coming to support. Suzanne Youngkin did a video for us to spotlight at the golf tournament. We still have openings, so anybody that wants to come, it's at Hunting Hawk, October the 12th. We have people coming in around 8 for breakfast, and 9 is kickoff, so we still have room for teens. But this is helping us. We've got a lot of work next year to do, and we're just so excited to just really hit the ground running and really get more involved in the schools and giving parents the resources that they need. Because when I went through this, I didn't have resources. There's a lot of resources for people going through recovery for substance, but for parents, I was so lost. And the word "you are alone" is how I felt. And you're not alone. And I am out here with so many other parents and so many other people showing people that, you know, we are not going to have to battle this anymore alone.
Now, this golf tournament, I can't believe you've still got some openings, but heck, you've got some openings. Hunting Hawk, I know, is an absolutely beautiful, beautiful golf course. This is such an amazing opportunity to help. So I know some folks, I'm looking at Gary Hess in particular, but I know some folks who will do anything to go and play golf, any excuse necessary. So somebody's hearing this, Carlene, they're going, well, I could free up some time. How do they sign up? How do they get in touch with you?
Absolutely. So we actually have a Facebook page and a website. So if they were to go to our website, www.virginiafentanylandsubstanceawareness.org, or they can actually find us also on Facebook. We even have a Instagram account. But if they go to Facebook, our abbreviation is VFSA. Virginia Fentanyl and Substance Awareness, we just abbreviate it. So they can find us also there and sign up. We have a link that they can just click on and sign up, and we would just love. We're providing breakfast and lunch and many, many goodie bags. We have a putter, you name it. I mean, we're going all out because we just appreciate the support the community's given us to, you know, save our next generation, because nobody's going to do it but us.
Hey, I got a quick question for you, Carlene. Are you giving prizes away to people that are playing or anything like that?
We are. We've got tons of raffles. I mean, I'll tell you, Smitty actually said, dang, you did very good. So for our first one, I will say, I mean, I don't do anything small just because, you know, I believe in when you work for something so big like this, and it's, you know, been such a passion, you know, you mm-hmm. just, I really wanted this to be something to support our golfers, but also thank them for supporting us. So many people have supported us, and I just can't thank them enough because, you know, it is going to take a village to do this work.
All right. So, Carlene, here's what I want to do, because I am not a golfer, and the last thing you want is me anywhere near a golf course. But I just got personally a gift certificate for Jake's Place for a couple of $100. How about if I sign that over to you and you give it away as a prize? Will that work?
That would be amazing, and I cannot thank you enough. And I am sure our golfers will be so thrilled to you know, say thank you to you guys, too. So we cannot thank you enough. Thank you so much.
No, you don't get that. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to you just give Jeremy some information. I'll take a picture of it and shoot it over there, and then we'll set it up, and I'll get it actually in your hot little hands, and somebody can bid on it and help out the cause, all right?
Thank you so much, and I truly appreciate you, you know, putting awareness out here on the radio. Thank you for all that you do, too.
Absolutely, my friend. Thank you. That is Carlene Wallinen. She is the founder of Virginia Fentanyl and Substance Awareness. An incredible story, and we'll get more details up again. You can look for her online, look for her on Facebook. October the 12th is the golf tournament. Why not? Go out and play a little golf and help a great cause. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.